This dish sounds like a dessert that collided with a salad. Spring peas with macadamia nuts and white chocolate. It's just one example of Jeremy Fox's unorthodox yet tasty approach to vegetables. The California chef just released a highly anticipated cookbook, On Vegetables, Modern Recipes for the Home Kitchen. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this profile.
Some people call Jeremy Fox the vegetable whisperer, a chef who can coax remarkable flavors out of every part of his produce, even flowers and leaves most chefs throw away. On Wednesdays, you'll find him at the Santa Monica Farmers Market, checking out the veggies.
Right out of the field. Didn't even clean them.
Still dirty.
Yeah, like still it. Got the dirt on them.
I like them.
Yeah.
Fox and farmer Alec Weiser kibitz about unconventional tubers, oca, yacón, and colorful Peruvian mashua.
The mashua is actually in the nasturtium family, so it's like really spicy, almost like horseradish wasabi. When you cook it, it mellows out a lot.
How could I not grow that now after that?
It's fun to say mashua.
Yeah.
Weiser says Fox has inspired him to grow unusual vegetables at his farm in the Tehachapi Mountains.
He appreciates flavor and uniqueness and texture. I think he realizes, too, where we farm and we have snowfall and hard frosts, which give our crops flavor, that terroir. You know, when things grow easy and no stress, they don't have the flavor or character.
Jeremy Fox is a little like those vegetables with a hard-knock life. The 40-year-old grew up in Cleveland and Atlanta, eating fast food and taking far too many prescription meds for his ADD. After culinary school, he worked in a few restaurants in the South before heading to California. There, he eventually landed a job at the Bay Area restaurant Manresa. He actually started out in charge of the meat.
We were getting whole pigs and trying to work out charcuterie and using every part of the pig, nose to tail.
That philosophy shaped Fox's approach to vegetables when he became chef de cuisine at Manresa. The restaurant had its own farm.
He would take mushrooms and smoke them and fry them, and so it took on like a bacon-like texture.
Chef Kim Alter worked with Fox at Manresa and then at Ubuntu, where he became head chef.
And he would cook the vegetables like meat. He would truss them, you know, baste them like meat, and it just really opened your eyes to how you could treat a radish comparable to like a pig, you know, and it was pretty cool. And it was all delicious.
Ubuntu was very California, a vegetarian restaurant located below a yoga studio in Napa. One evening in 2008, then New York Times food critic Frank Bruni came for dinner.
Jeremy's a superbly talented chef, and he was determined to make that vegetarian experience as enjoyable as the experience at a restaurant that had all ingredients at its disposal.
He named Ubuntu the country's second best restaurant outside of New York. Bruni reads an excerpt of his review for us.
Ubuntu is proof that you can do away with all flesh and hold on to hedonism, at least if you keep enough butter, cream, cheese, and wine at hand. Ubuntu is where virtue meets naughty sensuality. It's the Angelina Jolie of restaurants.
Bruni's review changed everything. Suddenly, the restaurant was packed, but unprepared. Health inspectors shut it down till they got better refrigeration. The accolades kept coming. Food and Wine magazine named Fox the best new chef of 2008. He was flown around for interviews and events, but the pressure was too much. He says he wasn't sleeping or eating. He lost 40 pounds. His marriage to pastry chef Jeannie Hickox fell apart. He self-medicated with a concoction of sleeping pills and amphetamines.
Could have died from the amount I was taking. I kind of felt like I was on a plane in horrific turbulence, hanging on to the sides. Like, that's pretty much how I felt every hour of every day for several years, to where everything was impending disaster. Lots of anxiety, lots of paranoia, and lost my grip on everything.
Fox left Ubuntu and pretty much dropped out of the scene.
Everything got so negative that I feel like I had been told to like take a break or get some help. And I think eventually it was just like, yeah, it's, you know, let's just end this.
He spent a few years in therapy, cleaned up his act, and moved to L.A. He's now head chef at Rustic Canyon Restaurant in Santa Monica. He has a new wife, gourmet buyer Rachel Sheridan, and a baby daughter they named Birdie. Old friends like Kim Alter are happy for him.
It's perfect. And now I think he's got this really amazing balance. He's happy. He's doing great food in an environment he loves that supports him with a great, beautiful woman.
Fox cringes at some of the things he did and said before finding that balance. And he's finally finished the cookbook he started when he was at Ubuntu.
Finding out I was going to be a dad was a huge motivator to create something that, you know, little kid could maybe be proud of one day and be like, oh, my dad, I made a cookbook.
With his book On Vegetables and a fourth nomination for a James Beard Award, Chef Jeremy Fox is back. Mandalita El Barco, NPR News.